You are listening to the Lenten Devotional from Ashes to Easter, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
This devotion is for the fourth Sunday in Lent, March 14th, 2021. The reading is from Galatians chapter 4. Tell me, you who desire to be under the law, do you not listen to the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by a slave woman and one by a free woman. But the son of the slave was born according to the flesh, while the son of the free woman was born through promise. Now this may be interpreted allegorically. These women are two covenants. One is from Mount Sinai, bearing children for slavery. She is Hagar. Now Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia. She corresponds to the present Jerusalem, for she is in slavery with her children. But the Jerusalem above is free, and she is our mother. For it is written, "Rejoice, O barren one who does not bear, break forth and cry aloud, you who are not in labor. For the children of the desolate one will be more than those of the one who has a husband. Now you, brothers, like Isaac, are children of promise. But just as at that time he who was born according to the flesh persecuted him who was born according to the Spirit, so also it is now. But what does the scripture say? Cast out the slave woman and her son, for the son of the slave woman shall not inherit with the son of the free woman. So, brothers, we are not children of the slave, but of the free woman. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery." Here ends the reading. Who would choose slavery over freedom? Seems like an easy and obvious choice. Yet Christians in Galatia in Paul's day were living in slavery, desiring to be under the law. Christians in every generation since have also submitted to a yoke of slavery. Our day is no exception. Surveys of what North Americans believe consistently reveal a substantial majority of Christians in most denominations believe they are saved by their good works, including Lutherans. How does this happen? Because it is not a matter of choice. As sinners, we are in bondage to sin and we cannot free ourselves. We are not on neutral ground with Christ on one side and Satan on the other, free to turn in either direction. Rather, as sinners, we are completely mastered by Satan. As saints, we are completely free in Christ, our Master. We are sinners and saints totally at the same time. Our entire life after our baptism is living in the mortal combat between Christ and Satan. Satan convinces us we must do something to save ourselves, as if Jesus did not do enough for our salvation. It is a big lie. We fall for it every time we try to prove ourselves worthy of God's mercy and grace. When this happens, stand firm in the freedom Christ gives us. Tell Satan, "I don't deserve God's forgiveness and favor. I deserve eternal condemnation. However, Jesus chose me, and I am his forever. He's the victor, and you're the loser." Let us pray. Holy Spirit, keep me firm in the true faith you give me every day to be free in Christ. Amen. And here's a suggested Lenten response. Think of a specific time in your life when you were caught up in trying to save yourself by your good works. How did God rescue you from your yoke of slavery? Give thanks that he did.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.